It's been 1 month since the first COVID-19 vaccines arrived in New Hampshire. The moment was heralded as a turning point, a sign that help was coming soon, at least to those most at risk. But since then, some of the state's most vulnerable residents have still not received their first doses. NHPR's Casey McDermott reports.
This time last month, Karen Coleman was feeling cautiously optimistic.
You know, I thought, okay, so here we go. It's going to start. I'm hearing that, you know, people are already getting shots early December. Everything seemed like on track.
She spent the better part of her life as the chief caretaker for her sister, Erica, who lives at Lafayette Center, a nursing home in Franconia. Erica has schizophrenia, and she spent most of her life in institutional care. But the pandemic brought her confinement to a new level.
Try to imagine being stuck in a room since the beginning of this pandemic, not be able to get outside of a room.
That's Erica and Karen's brother, Jamie Cunningham.
The last Zoom call we had with her last Saturday, we were saying how strong and courageous she was. And she responded that, you know, I wish other people could see my strength.
Through the spring, summer, and fall, Lafayette Center somehow managed to stay COVID-free. So with the news that vaccines were on their way, it seemed like their family could soon, finally, breathe a sigh of relief.
You know, 2020 hindsight, you know, I wish I'd been more concerned at that time.
Her concerns quickly grew when she realized her sister and others at the nursing home wouldn't get vaccinated as quickly as they thought. First, the facility had trouble nailing down a clinic date, period. Then they were told they wouldn't get their first doses until the end of January, more than a month after the first vaccines went out to other local long-term care facilities. And then came even more troubling news. A resident at Lafayette Center tested positive for COVID.
Even though they were giving lots of reassurance that it's under control, that, you know, we're putting special PPE practices in place and all this, I know well enough to know that in most cases, when you have this happen, it starts to snowball.
They weren't alone in this anxiety. Most of New Hampshire's long-term care facilities are relying on a program run by the federal government and large pharmacy chains. CVS, which is managing the clinics at Lafayette and more than 150 other facilities across the state, says it's going according to plan, and there haven't been any substantial delays. Those on the front lines say otherwise.
I have a lot of worries about how this has been handled.
Brendan Williams leads the New Hampshire Healthcare Association, the statewide advocacy group for long-term care facilities. While some have been able to get their first doses with relative ease, he says the process for lots of others has been plagued by poor communication, scheduling problems, and a lack of transparency. As of last week, a little less than one quarter of available doses had been administered through the program. At the same time, over the last month, New Hampshire's seen an explosion of COVID cases and deaths in long-term care facilities.
Days matter when it comes to getting these vaccinations into people's arms. And the fact that it took so long to vaccinate an entirely place-bound population does not seem like a great harbinger of things to come when they need to vaccinate the general public.
The sense that days matter to their sister was all too acute to Karen Coleman and Jamie Cunningham. They kept asking staff at Lafayette Center whether it was possible to move up the date of the clinic, and the facility said they tried all they could. Meanwhile, more residents and staff were testing positive. The siblings felt they had no choice but to take matters into their own hands. They started making calls, writing letters to the media, including NHPR, to the governor's office, to anyone who would listen.
I was feeling very anxious, because one of the things that's most important to me is to continue to have really positive relationships with the people who are taking care of my sister.
But it didn't seem like anything they were doing was really making a difference. Last Saturday, Karen woke up worrying that it was all getting away from her, that her sister wouldn't get vaccinated before she got COVID. Then she realized there was one person she hadn't yet contacted. Perry Plummer, the head of the state's vaccine rollout. She tracked down his cell phone number online and sent him a text message asking for help. To her surprise, the message got through.
We are definitely inserting ourselves where we need to make sure that the facilities are getting done in a timely manner.
Plummer says when he heard what was going on, he agreed. Things were taking too long. His team worked with CVS to move up the date of Lafayette Center's first clinic to today, January 15th. And this wasn't the first time his team has had to do something like this.
We wish everybody was vaccinated on day one. It's just not possible.
While Karen Coleman, like lots of other families, wishes her loved one could have been vaccinated on day one, she's glad it's at least happening now. But she and her brother, Jamie Cunningham, know there's a lot that can still happen. Today's clinic is just for one dose. Their sister won't get her second dose for 3 more weeks, and her booster shot 3 weeks after that.
Personally, myself, I'm still scared. She could, you know, it's not safe yet. Wow. I hope we can cross the finish line.
At this point, they feel like they've done everything they could to keep their sister safe. They just have to hope that the other people in charge are doing the same. Casey McDermott, NHPR News.